With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A new Harris poll finding Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 view Israel as oppressors in the war with Hamas. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those findings are deeply troubling.
That bespeaks a fundamental malaise, a fundamental corruption in the American education system, a fundamental plague, if you will, a scourge of new media and what it's done to this generation and muddled their minds.
And he blames social media.
They have no idea where Gaza is. They have no idea where the Jordan River is. They have no idea of anything. They only know what they're getting online in the form of, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of bots. And absorbing this and then spewing it out again.
Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, proposals for new and improved sports stadiums around the nation proliferating, and this could come with a very hefty price tag for you, the taxpayer. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
This past year alone, roughly a dozen Major League Baseball and National Football League franchises took steps toward building new stadiums or making major renovations to current ones. In some cases, sports teams are seeking a new jolt of public funding for state-of-the-art stadiums, even as public entities are still paying off debt from the last round of renovations conducted a couple of decades ago. Cities and states are offering hundreds of millions of dollars in public financing, but many economists doubt whether it's a worthwhile investment. Ken Lorman reporting.
And officials say that a lot of college and pro teams are planning new venues. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is taking on the Pope.
The popular evangelist is responding to the decision by the pontiff to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "None of us, including the Pope, has the right to bless what God calls sin. So-called blessings from religious leaders won't save you from the judgment of God." Graham urges gay couples and all people to turn to Christ, repent, and accept his free salvation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern spreading the gospel in parts of India. Ministry delivering 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in some rural regions. None of them have cars, so the bicycles will allow them to take God's word to those in far-flung villages as well as in a number of isolated farms. This is SRN News. A challenge to Chick-fil-A's closed on Sunday policy. Here's Keith Peters.
New York lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require restaurants in rest stops throughout the state to be open 7 days a week. That could potentially force some Chick-fil-A locations along state highways to drop a longstanding policy of closing on Sundays for religious reasons. The bill introduced last week was prompted by a redevelopment project underway on the New York State Thruway Authority's 27 service areas. Lawmaker Tony Simone said the bill is meant to give travelers a variety of food options at rest stops rather than an effort to eventually push Chick-fil-A out. Keith Peters reporting.
Well, another move from wildlife officials underway. They've released an additional 5 gray wolves in the state. That brings the total now to voter-approved reinduction program to 10. More details at srnnews.com.